Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Dez missed it earlier this morning because she was making an appearance on 5 Eyewitness News.
Had to be on the TV.
Yeah. They're like, you two dumpster fires can stay in your own studios. We don't want to see your mug on television.
Hey, I took one for the team and I even washed and straightened my hair.
Yeah, bring on the pretty. Something that can represent your show. Not you two. Sick.
You look like the number 10 when you stand next to each other. Get out of here.
So Dez is on TV and she missed. We were talking about the fact that Crisco is not getting along with a neighbor and he needs to come up with a way to win this person over. He just does not seem to like him. He gives him the evil eye, never friendly. And so you've decided you're going to write a letter from Babe apologizing for being the vicious, man-eating animal she is.
Yes, that mean, mean, angry black lab that I've had for 8 years.
The blood dripping from her teeth. You're going to finally clean that up.
Yep, I'm going to wipe that up. I'm going to make sure she's presentable.
Yep.
Maybe put like a little like kerchief on her neck.
Oh, cute. Yeah, dress her up in a little outfit.
Not an outfit. I'm not going to do that.
But
I can't wait to hear how this goes. Have you worked on a rough draft on the letter yet?
Rough.
Huh?
Have I have not, because I figured you're going to make me double check it anyway, so I thought we'd just go over it together.
Okay, and then you're going to hang the letter and some treats on the fence over the weekend, and then we're going to see what the reaction is.
Yes, and we're going to see what the reaction is. Yeah. We're going to see if they even accept it. I mean, like, we'll find out immediately if they just take that baggie of treats and chuck it right back at my house.
Well, then there you know.
Yeah, at least you have an answer.
And you know what? You're the bigger person. Literally and figuratively.
God, isn't it sad that anything you say to me, I can depict which direction it's going to go immediately?
What do you mean?
The second you said you're the bigger person, I saw the laughter in your eyes.
What?
Of...
You are. You're taller than this guy. He's
way
a little
taller.
Scrub.
That's true. He is a little scrub.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about.
Who wouldn't love you? That makes me mad. Your neighbor's a moron.
His mom, his sister.
Don't ask this because he's going to be like.
Former co-workers.
Ryan.
co-workers.
Co-workers. The people on the show. No, of course we love you, big guy.
Oh, I know you love me. I've always felt the love.
I mean, we can only pick on the people we love, and I must love you a lot.
A lot.
I think we really know how much you love me.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get emotional about it all weekend. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, let's talk about a different dumpster fire for a second. Instead of Crisco's neighborhood, let's talk about...
Where are we going with this?
Let's talk about the butthole of America.
The
butthole of the world. It's not Roseville.
No, it's not. We actually came in third.
No, the mayor of Cleveland has declared his city...
And even though Cleveland is perceived to be the butthole of the world sometimes, right?
Excuse me, Mayor? I live here. I happen to be proud of my city, Cleveland, right? Or are they just not proud?
I don't think a lot of people are proud of Cleveland. I know LeBron James loves Cleveland, Ohio.
Who wants somebody who like you think is representing them to call it the butthole of the world?
Well, even if you felt that way, you wouldn't reference it like, I know, everybody looks at us and boy, they go, butthole of the world.
Well, and then, you know, if you look at their football team, what is it?
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, not a reference.
That is true. That is true.
So maybe they are the butthole of the world. They've got a turd for a team, and, you know, it is what it is, right? Well, anyway, they changed the theme to the Drew Carey Show. Dez, have you heard this?
The Cleveland Rocks show? Or
Cleveland
theme?
Rocks! Cleveland Rocks!
The butthole of the world, right?
Cleveland Rocks. That's the Drew Carey theme, right?
Yeah,
that is the Drew Carey theme. Yeah, Cleveland Rocks. My favorite part, he didn't even just simplify it and go, we're the butthole of America. He went full world. He's like the butthole of the world.
Now, I can think of cities that are far worse than Cleveland. Granted, I've never been to Cleveland, so I guess I can't really be an authority on this. Although I'll say Rugby, North Dakota is probably one of the worst towns I've ever been in my life.
But it's not big enough to be considered the butthole.
Oh, Dez, it is such a terrible, awful community.
Is it really?
It is just gross. It's the kind of town where you drive in, people just stare at you. You're not from around here.
Oh, no.
That's the kind of town. That's the vibe they put off in Rugby, North Dakota.
That sounds awful.
It's scary.
Yeah, it doesn't sound pleasant. I wouldn't go through there.
Yeah, I stopped to get gas on our way to Canada to go see my in-laws, and I told Vaughn, I'm like, get in the car. Get in
lock
the car.
The doors.
Get in the car. Get in the car. Shut up. He's like, how will they know?
How will they ever? Hey,
I don't know.
Babe?
Two dudes strolling around in a Volvo. I think they're like, you're not from around here.
Oh, man. They're like, go ahead. Get out, get gas. We okay. dare you.
Yeah. Vaughn is always your tail.
I know. Always. Oh, Dez, you're going to make him mad.
He's so cute.
Completely
he's so
disagree. He's
I'm sorry. When he is in a little bow tie, no. what does he think?
No, I completely disagree with you, Dez. Vaughn is Come not on. The tail. It's been Ryan for years.
No!
It's been Ryan for years. Yeah. I mean, let's not jump down that path again.
No, let's quickly move on from this conversation.
It's hard when he's so pretty.
It's true. It is so true. Mm-hmm. Crisco's having more surgery. Well, that's just super.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Ryan this. Oh, Dez, what else would I have had surgery on? I have to have two eye surgeries again.
Why? What's wrong with your peeper?
So the process has been
too much adult film.
You're going blind. I knew it was going to happen.
They said it. They said you'll go blind. Yep. And boy, is that happening.
Wait, who said that?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Your mother.
No. So I've had, let's see here, five surgeries on my eyes, two corneal transplants, three different types of surgery to correct the vision in my eyes. Oh. And so now I went and saw the eye doctor yesterday. Greatest guy ever. And he goes, so we got to do one more round and we can get you. Because what's happening is, and I can't explain this to make sense to anybody, I can see everything, but words like tiny little print is starting to just go completely away from me. I can't. I'm like, oh, what does that say?
Can't you wear glasses?
That was an option, but this is the other option to be able to get crystal clear 20/20 vision. It is military approved and it does a topographical map. I thought Ryan would be so fascinated with this. Topographical map of your cornea to find the weak spots and build them back up.
Jeez.
I've
been watching a lot of porn.
Just love that I can't tell you anything. Oh, God.
Well, when is this going to happen?
It's going to be, I have 2 weeks to go in for one more test. And then when I get that test, it's going to be within a month of that.
Wow.
So, yeah, within the next like month and a half here, it's going to be dual surgery for all the porn I've watched.
The same day?
Yes, they'll do it the same day. Yep.
Oh, poor buddy.
Yeah, nothing worse than, I mean, it's bad to do one. Imagine having both eyes covered the entire time. You're like, oh.
I said, you know, a long time ago, you look great in glasses. Why don't you keep the glasses? And you're like, nope, I'm gonna have the surgery so I don't have to wear glasses. And then it's been nothing but troubles. I mean, your eyeballs are going to fall out of your face before long.
I thought about that. And here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Glasses are still an option.
And you do look cute in those.
If I get through this next test and he thinks it's the right move for me, great. We're doing more surgery. That's what he is planning right now. If it doesn't work out, then he's like, you're just going to have to get some glasses and put them on and you'll have the same vision.
Can I tell you something out of love?
Oh, boy. I'm gonna be told I need glasses.
I think that glasses look nice on you. And they also cover up a part of your eye in which we try to cover up with makeup for photo shoots.
Well, but photo shoots don't matter. I have to take the glasses off anyway because of the glare.
No, you don't. I wear mine.
He wears his.
I've been told so many times to take my glasses off.
Well, you tell them no.
See, I can't stand up to people.
You're the boss of yourself.
Then I don't need glasses if I'm the boss of myself.
Okay, fine.
Well, good luck. Thank you. That's interesting. I cannot believe another round of that.
Yeah, me either. Jeez. I really can't, and it's just a lot.
Did you guys see this story? This is so crazy to me that they figured out the angle of the asteroid that hit planet Earth was at just the right angle to eliminate all the dinosaurs.
Oh.
How do they do this stuff?
I don't know. They're so smart.
The dinosaurs went extinct 66 million years ago as this asteroid hit at the deadliest possible angle.
So it was like the worst outcome that could have ever happened?
Well, if it would have struck straight on, just like boom, hit, it wouldn't have done as much damage. But because it entered the Earth at an angle of about 60 degrees, it maximized the amount of climate-changing gases to enter the atmosphere. 1 billion tons of sulfur released into the air blocked the sun. A lethal nuclear winter occurred and wiped out dinosaurs entirely, as well as 75% of life on Earth.
God,
it was the worst-case scenario for dinosaurs exactly as it happened.
Oh, those poor guys.
The asteroid strike unleashed an incredible amount of these gases, and it allowed mammals to take off because they were hiding right?
Yeah.
Hiding from these dinosaurs, and that's why we entered the age of mammals, because that asteroid hit at the right angle. Oh. Is that not insane?
It is insane, and don't you wish part of you could have seen a dinosaur? Like, does anybody have that feeling?
You want a real-life Jurassic Park, huh?
I think that would be fantastic. How cool would that be?
It would be cool if you could go to a zoo or something and see them.
I mean, obviously you don't want it to happen, because then always the raptors and the T-Rex always comes back to get you and makes awkward. You can't even go in a porta potty. I mean, that's just stressful. I don't think anybody wants that. Jeez. So I'm just saying it'd be cool in hindsight, but not with the risk.
Yeah.
It's not worth the reward.
We can just watch Jurassic Park.
It always ends poorly.
It, you know what? It
does. They wouldn't be on movie 17 if it wasn't ending poorly.
Okay, so here's the... Do you want to know where this place is?
Yes.
Yeah.
We know where the crater hit the planet Earth.
Where?
Jeez.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
You've always heard about this. The asteroid hit the Earth and whatever happened to it, but it's in a place called... well, Crisco, actually, you were there.
I was there.
You visited the location of where the asteroid that hit Earth ended all dinosaurs. You were there.
Was it my ex-fiance's house?
No.
Okay. A lot of things hit there. Sorry.
Okay. It's called Chicxulub. Chicxulub in?
Germany.
Mexico.
Mexico, sorry.
Do you know when you went to Progreso?
Oh my gosh, right there?
Progreso, Mexico is right near where this Chicxulub, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, where the crater is. I looked it up on the map last night. I'm like, where the hell is this Chicxulub place? And it's right next to Progreso, Mexico on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. That's where it hit,
wow. And
the crater is there. And so you were there. That's the point that ended life on Earth for dinosaurs. Isn't that fascinating?
It is, especially since I've been there. I thought you were going to make some sort of joke.
No.
I thought you said Cheeks of Love, and I thought it was some sort of gross place he's been.
Cheeks of Love. That's the place I go to at midnight.
Jeez. Okay, well, you tell me how to pronounce it then. I think I'm saying it right. Chicxulub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds right to me.
Chicxulub?
Yeah.
Chicxulub, Mexico. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. Look it up.
Oh, I want to watch The Good Dinosaur now.
Oh, that movie's depressing.
It's so sad, but it had such a beautiful ending.
God.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Boy, Des, you are really easy to manipulate.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. We bring up one thing. She's like, oh, God, you know what? I really do want a Hot Pocket all of a sudden.
Hot Pocket.
She did it today. She goes, oh, you know what I'm mad about? That we didn't have a donut. That's what I'm mad about.
I really wanted, there was so much donut talk. And just no donuts. It's like, what is happening here?
Well, you know what they say.
What goes better with coffee than donuts? Donuts are the best thing in the world. Excuse me.
Gets all worked up about donuts.
It gets me emotional every time I think
He's
about it.
He's out of breath. Talking about it.
Donuts are the best in the world.
There is nothing worse than losing your breath and then literally falling on top of yourself. Like donuts. sound like a donkey talking about donuts. I love donuts.
Bless your little heart. Hey, this is really funny. Poor Rat, R-A-T-T, the band Rat, right?
Yeah.
Do you know they're back on the charts? From their 1984 hit Round and Round, you can see it all because of the Geico ad.
Oh, this ad is so funny. Have you seen it, Ryan?
I think so. The couple talks about the rat problem in their house,
mm-hmm. And
then Rat is performing in their basement, their kitchen, and their bathroom. Well, 36 years after it came out, it hit number 18 on Billboard's top 20 rock digital song sales list.
Wow.
Here's the commercial.
The new house is amazing. So much character.
Original crown molding, walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem. At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
It does help us save.
See, America's just like you, Des, easily manipulated. They play that song in the commercial, and we go, I really miss that song.
Yeah. They didn't get insurance. They just went, that's not cheaper. I'm going to get that. That's fantastic.
Seriously, I've wondered why that song has been stuck in my head here and there.
There you go.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, you really are sold on everything.
Love that 80s hair band songs. Mm.
Golly, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there a way to somehow insert JCPenney into a... You know, thing somehow, some way, because the big guy alone can't keep him afloat.
He's sure been trying.
I mean,
I am.
There is nobody in my life that supports JCP quite like our friend Crisco. I mean, he is the poster child of JCPenney.
And I don't know if they want that.
Which, you know, my mom always referred to as pennies.
Me too.
Oh, I'm going to Penny's this weekend. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Let's quick run into Penny's and let's see what they've got. Get you some back to school clothes at Penny's.
Everything
yeah.
was always on sale.
Oh, always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they always have a deal.
Kohl's definitely took a page out of the Penny's book.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's going on with your favorite store?
I'm so excited to tell you. Well, sad and excited.
Uh-oh. They're closing. How are you excited to tell us that?
Wait. Because 154 stores are closing, and that's awful. But one of them is not the one at Rosedale Center. Yes!
Oh, really?
I did my part.
That's
I bought
true.
Enough poncho tees to be able to keep them around for a couple more years.
What's the brand that you love from there?
I'm wearing it right now. It's the Foundry.
Foundry.
The Foundry.
Foundry.
The Foundry.
Nothing like wearing a shirt that sounds like you're an entire building. There you go. He's in the Foundry.
Foundry section, big and tall.
Oh, there
yeah. There we go. Man, I hope the one in Kalispell, Montana, my little hometown, stays. There was a Herberger's that went out at the mall, so that's empty.
Herberger's.
Fairburgers.
No, Fairburgers.
Fairburgers. But then there was a JCP, and that was like the only other place.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm doing my part.
Well, it's people like Crisco who shop there, so, I mean, it doesn't really reek of cool anymore, does it?
But we do like a good deal.
Do we?
I see.
I mean, even if it was a good deal, I'm still not going there.
You wouldn't go
no,
there.
No.
Well, they have pennies.
Yeah.
that's what they have right now.
Oh, God. Pennies. Oh. Well, keep her going there, big guy. Keep her going.
I will. I feel so proud. You're welcome, Rosedale.
Okay, let's do a round of what's your number before we wrap this hot mess up, because I don't know about you. I'm ready for a weekend. Holy.
Oh, amen.
Yep. Yeah. We've had fun with this on the show. It's called What's Your Number? We play a much dirtier version of the game in the podcast.
Yes.
And so we each have our card. We have to assign a numerical value to this based on how much we like it or approve of it. 1 to 99, 99 being, you know, absolutely in love, or even 100, I guess.
Yeah. I was like, why can't I do 100?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Hey, Crisco.
Okay, mine is nipple piercings.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Does
it designate men or women or just for everyone?
I think just in general. I mean, I guess you could gear it towards women for me. I don't know. Just
okay.
In general.
Okay. I'll say nipple piercings for you is probably around a 62. It all depends on who it's hanging off of, you know? And in some cases, it's kind of like, oh, God. Reminds me when I was a baby getting breastfed.
Okay, I'm going to change my number. Hold on.
Super sick.
Maybe it just brings you back to the good old days, because few people know this. You know, Jean is tatted up. I mean, yeah, she's got piercings. She still have the navel piercing?
She's changing my number. Yeah, she does still have the navel piercing.
And her nipples are pierced. Oh. And
if you want, I can show you if her nipples pierced right now. Let me go ahead and grab it off the floor.
Okay, so 62 is my number on nipple piercings. What do you think, Des?
Okay, I think he probably enjoys them a lot. I'm going to go 70.
Oh, see, you're doing the old Price is Right
game. I already had that in my head, so I wasn't trying to do it. I wasn't pulling a Crisco, but I think he likes a little surprise inside the box if he opens it up.
Surprise inside the box?
Okay.
Look at that little jewel.
Well, by technicality, Des wins because it is one of the hottest things ever. It's a 95.
Oh, my God. Really?
You're
love really them. Into that.
I love them so much.
That's why you hang out with your mom so much, huh? Maybe. You can see the barbs through her shirt.
Okay. If you can see, I changed it after you talked about that. It's a negative 95.
Oh, my God. Okay, Des.
Okay, mine is watch your partner hook up with someone else.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say that would be a 1 for Des. It's as low as possibly can go. The thought of having to see another woman get the old T-bone, she's having none of that.
I don't know. She can be a little bit weird sometimes, so I'm just going to, because what am I supposed to do, say 2? That's not fair to Ryan. I'm going to say 10, because she might be into some adventurous stuff. I don't know.
Well, Crisco, you are completely wrong. Never, ever, ever could I watch Taylor hook up with someone else.
No.
Way too jealous. I would literally kill him, probably.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't say, is that on a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be very upset. My number is 1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Taylor, if you're listening, no.
Don't take her on road trips, pal.
Jeez.
Okay, what's my number on this when it comes to uncircumcised genitals? The old uncircumcised Johnson.
The old king crown still on.
The old turtleneck still intact. What's my number when it comes to the old one-eyed monster being wrapped up?
Oh,
the original packaging.
The original packaging.
What do you say?
I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 24.
24?
24. I don't think you're a fan. I think it makes it just a little bit more convoluted down there.
Yeah.
And I just don't think you're a fan.
All right. I'm going to give you a 10 because you like things real clean. You like things real tidy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be dealing with the extra. I think you just want to get straight to the point.
Dealing with the extra.
I don't know.
It's a lot of work. Do you have to peel back layers and layers and layers?
I've never seen one. I don't.
You've never seen an uncircumcised man?
I mean, I've seen like a picture of it, but not in real life.
Not in real life, huh?
Mm-mm. So
when they roll her back.
There's an action there, or does it just pop out?
Well, it depends on the mood and how fun you are.
Okay. All right. So maybe it's like a fun little game that you play, like, ooh, how exciting am I? Is it going to pop out or not?
It's a different game of whack-a-mole, this.
Oh, well, Crisco wins.
Oh.
What was it?
I gave it a 50.
Okay.
Because it all depends on the person.
Okay.
You know? I mean, could be good, could be awful. I don't know.
That's true.
It's as middle of the road as you can be. It really is circumstantial. I don't have a circumstantial.
I see what you did.
I don't know. I really don't have a strong opinion on it either way. I mean, there are nasty ones that are cut, and so.
There's nasty of every variety.
Sure. Yeah.
There
so
sure are.
It can be good. It could not be good. So that's where I'm going to put that one.
You don't have to deal with that.
Very PC answer.
Yeah, right? All right. Well, don't forget our Light Up the Night. That's going to happen at 10 o'clock. It's Friday, June 5th, if you're listening. 10 o'clock, we're turning on our porch lights to unite together. We're going to light up the Twin Cities. So please join us and do that. And Crisco, the headlights are still on, buddy.
Oh, no.
I can see them.
I am so sorry.
Okay.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.